Now, this was the moment that Ireland's Rashida Adeleke broke the Irish record as she finished fifth in the European 400 metres final in Munich last night.
This is a very good first 250 metres by Rashida Adeleke. We'll see how good when it comes to the stagger. Can she get into the top four, into the final lap, at the final straight? Yes, she can. She's in fourth place at the moment. Is she in second place? Is she moving into a position to challenge for a medal? It's going to be tough. In Murray in the third place as Femke Bol takes it, and it looks like Adeleke's been run out in those last few metres. Oh, there was between third and fourth all the way down the home straight. Femke Bol took the victory, chased by Kaczmarek. That was brave, brave, brave.
Cathal Dennehy is a sports journalist in Munich and he joins me on the line. Good morning, Cathal.
Good morning, Claire.
A very exciting time there in Munich at the European Athletics Finals. And Rashida, it was her 49th race, I know, this year, which is a grueling schedule because the person who won the race has only completed half of that tally.
Yeah, I mean, it is astonishing. It would be an astonishing performance if Rashida Adeleke was 29 years old, if she was a seasoned competitor, and if she was a professional athlete who was targeting this championships. When you factor in the fact that Rashida is just 19 years old, when you factor in that it was her 49th race of the year, she's been racing since January, as is the way on the NCAA system over in the States. You know, once you go to that college, they're paying big bucks for your talents. They're going to get their use, I guess, out of those talents. She's been running relays. She's been running every distance from 60 metres up to 400 metres over the last 7 or 8 months. That NCAA season normally concludes in early June, and that's when Rashida would have peaked and been aiming to peak. And then she extended her season to go firstly to the World Championships in Oregon, and that probably was planned to be the end of her season, but she just missed out on the 400 metre final there. Again, ran unbelievably well last month in over in Oregon, finished ninth in the world at senior level, which is just astonishing for a 19 year old. And then I think the frustration of just missing out made her think, you know what, I might just go to Europeans and add an extra 4 weeks to her season. So she took a couple of weeks off. She had a holiday planned in Mexico, and then she actually cancelled that and then just got back training the last few weeks and came here. And I think a lot of us were looking at it thinking, if she can do something here, it will be truly extraordinary. If she can make a final after the season she's had, it will be extraordinary. And she didn't just make the final. I mean, she finished fifth. She very nearly won a bronze medal, and she absolutely smashed the national record.
Yeah, I mean, she should have been resting and recuperating, and instead she's breaking national records. You mentioned there that she's in university in Texas, is it?
Yeah, she's in Texas. She went there about 18 months ago. She was very capably coached here by firstly Johnny Fox at Tala AC in Ireland, and then he handed her over to Daniel Kilgallen for a couple of years, who coached her to the European under-20 titles back in, I think that was 2020 or 2019, she won them. And, you know, Rashida's long been such an outlying talent and a very, very special athlete from the age of like 13, 14, coming up through the ranks. But moving off to Texas, you know, she's in the hands of one of the best coaches in world sprinting there, Edric Floreal, who just has such a good record of building and creating champions. It really is a powerhouse of world-class sprint talent, University of Texas. And Rashida has made every right move ever since and is only getting better.
Cathal, she was drawn to run in lane one last night, and there's some significance around that, is there?
Yeah, so Rashida is a very tall athlete for one. Now, if you were looking for an athlete to run in lane one, the tight bends, obviously, the speed they're going, it kind of throws you out. You just have to kind of almost run a little bit with the handbrake on if you're stuck in lane one, given the tighter bend. And for a taller athlete, that's even more so, a long striding athlete like Rashida. So that was certainly not ideal. Now, you could say that was her own fault because she said she eased down a bit in the semi-final and went from second place to third place in the final few metres. And that probably cost her perhaps a better lane in the final. So maybe that was where the bronze medal could have got away from her. But at the same time, I mean, after a performance like that, you could not fault it. It was magnificent.
And she's 6 foot tall. It was a really strong field. I mean, getting fifth in that field last night is remarkable given the season that you've just described. Just talk us through the field, the calibre of athlete she was up against there.
I mean, it was outstanding. The champion was Femke Bol, who is just one of the best talents European sprinting has ever had. She was the Olympic bronze medalist at 400 metre hurdles last year, the world silver medalist this year. And it takes an athlete like Sydney McLaughlin, the greatest of all time, to beat Femke Bol these days. That's how good that Dutch champion was. But even behind her, you have so many athletes who, you know, yes, it was a European final, and you might look at that and say, okay, it's not the world level. But you have to remember, Rashida has already cracked the top 10 at senior level. level at world level just a month ago at the end of a long season. And the other athletes in there, the Polish two athletes who finished second and third, I mean, Anna Kiel-Bosinska was in the world final. Lieke Klaver of Netherlands was fourth in the world final, just a few tenths of a second off a world championships medal. I think she was behind Rashida last night. So, you know, it was absolutely loaded with talent. And if you're in the top five in Europe at the moment, you're certainly in the top 10 in the world. And to be there at the age of 19 for Rashida is extraordinary.
And she's clearly not intimidated by any of them.
No, I mean, that's the other thing. Sometimes youth can, I guess, give you the anxiety that maybe you don't belong on a stage like this. But Rashida, she just gets out there. She doesn't seem to care, you know, and it's great. It's wonderful. And I think a lot of that is being in that NCAA system for the last year and a half. She has raced the best sprinters in the world. So when you come to European Championships and you see someone like Femke Ball, where a lot of athletes might crumble mentally, she just says, you know what, even though I'm only 19, I'm already used to this.
She's going to be in the women's 4x400 metre relay later in the week. Is that tomorrow?
I think that is tomorrow. I should really check the timetable, Claire, before I came on, but I think that is tomorrow, the heats of that. She'll be joining up with Phil Healy, Sophie Becker and Charlene Maudsley there. I suppose Phil and Sophie were in the mixed relay final in Tokyo. Neither of them are running their very best at the moment. Sophie has had COVID trouble repeatedly. I think she's had her third bout of COVID in the last 7 or 8 months there recently. So she's not coming in at her best, but also Phil Healy is not at her best. But Charlene is running well, and obviously we know Rashida is running out of this world. So if it fires, if it clicks for all four of them, you could certainly be talking about finalists, and you never know, there might be a bronze medal going for them. But we won't put too much pressure on them at the moment, because like you said, you really do need all four to be firing
and
perfectly.
Their competition here, who are the strongest?
It would be Poland and the Netherlands again, and Britain, I guess, are always formidable as well. So I think we'd be looking at them, yeah.
Yeah, and the men's 4x400 is definitely tomorrow, because Israel Olatunde was on the programme yesterday and he was telling us how much he's looking forward to running with the lads tomorrow. So we'd be keeping an eye on that too. Now, Thomas Barr...
And just as I was chatting, yeah. I have actually just looked it up there. It is tomorrow morning, and it's just before 11 a.m. Irish time, women's 4x400 metre heats.
Okay. It'll be in our time, and also in our time today, Thomas Barr was in the semi-final of the hurdles, the 400 metres. Didn't make it through to the final, unfortunately.
Yeah, bad morning for Thomas Barr. 49.30 for third place. If he was actually in the third semi-final, he would have got one of the automatic spots in the top two, but didn't get the easiest draw. And also, I think Thomas Barr was flying back in May. He ran, you know, had his best winter ever, but ultimately his season fell apart due to an Achilles injury that cost him 5 weeks of training.
Really tough. And listen, apart from that, it must be a really exciting time in Irish athletics, Cathal. Ah, the line is gone. All right, well, look, we'll be keeping an eye on what's happening there in Munich with those relays on tomorrow in both the women's and the men's. And congratulations once again to Rashida on smashing that record.